Hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer here coming at you strong from the studios of Open Door Church. Stay strong, my friends. Stay strong. Stay thankful. Stay full of the Holy Ghost. Man, be expecting God to bring wonderful things to you that you don't have a clue about. Amen. Declaring that prophetically over your life. And I'm also declaring that you're not allowed to go crazy. Yeah, you're not. You're not allowed to go crazy. You're not allowed to freak out, to ball down, to shut yourself out from the entire world and rock back and forth on Prozac for the rest of your life. Nope, nope, nope. That's not you. And guys, I'm actually going to challenge you today with something I call supernatural sanity. Okay. Listen, before I get off into this, I want to remind everybody that if you need prayer anytime, anywhere, you can be sure and call us at 877-413-0888. And we have our own calling center here. And the Lord told me to put it together last year, and I'm so glad that I did. I'm so glad that I did. And anyway, I got an amazing team of people. I just left the room over there a while ago and prayed with them. Just said, how you guys doing? Man, Pastor Troy, we're praying for so many people. It's so crazy. And like, yay. People from all over the world are actually calling us. So that's 877-413-0888. All right, friends, let's get off into the subject of today's podcast. And I want to tell you that if you heard that we do soaking CDs and battle cry prayer cards, battle cry soaking CDs, you know that those are available through troybrewer.com, or you can call our number. And if you're like, I don't know what that is. Okay, well, the Battle Cry prayer card is a resource that we came up with last year, and this is not just a commercial for that. I want us to talk these out because if you don't want to get mine, come up with your own. Make up your own, and I'm about to talk to you about that. So they're topical, okay? And I have learned the Word of God topically. So it's like, all right, so what is a scripture on the wind? Boom. What is a scripture on water? Boom. What is a scripture on this? I learned the Word of God topically. And why? Because I actually want to apply the Word of God. I want to know what God says about certain things. I don't want to just remember scripture for the sake of remembering scripture so that people will think I'm smart. What I want to do is I want the Word of God to be quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword dividing asunder, soul and spirit, right? That's what I want it to be. So I put together these cards, and what these cards are, let's just say that the subject is supernatural sanity, okay? Well, on one side, what it has is it has an actual prayer with scriptures in the midst of the prayer, and then after it has the prayer, then it has all these scriptures concerning the same subject matter, which again is supernatural sanity, and then at the end of it, what it has is it has declarations. Things like this: I declare in Jesus' name, I am quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to have anger in the name of King Jesus. I declare that my words will bring life and transformation to the lost and the hurting. They will bring freedom to the captives of sin and death. I declare in the name of King Jesus, I will not be deceived, I will be sane. Those kinds of things, right? And me and my team, we put together these declarations because I love supernatural phrases for declarations. I love it, and I love it based off the Word of God. So what we did was we compiled these things together topically, and this one, of course, is on supernatural sanity. Now, I wrote a book around 25 years ago called Soul Invasion. And Soul Invasion was, I wrote that book coming out of a very difficult mental time in my life. And there had been a couple of times in my life where I have had a mental breakdown, a literal mental breakdown. And I'm not proud of that, but I'm also not ashamed to tell you that I'm a human being and I struggle with things just like anybody else does. And I think that there's power in transparency. In 2011, we went through a horrible church split of people that I loved with all of my heart. And they decided in one day, if I was not going to go along with their evil scheme, I was done, I was out, and they were going to destroy my church. And they were almost successful. And again, people that I had known my entire life, They were almost successful, but they weren't by the grace of God. Literally, the entire field burned. And sometimes you just have to burn the field. But I tell you this, I do not recommend it. It's real that sometimes you have to burn the field, but I do not recommend it. You know, I haven't seen or spoke with any of those people since 2011, and I think about them all the time. I pray for them all the time. They are not my enemy, but they're not people I can live life with. And so I've decided to love them from a distance. And while I say that, I sound really tough, and I want to tell you something. I'm not tough. I have had a terrible time with it. When it first happened, as we went through the church split, it was just so terrible. I can't tell you how vicious and horrible it was, but it was bad. It was as bad as it can possibly get. I'm talking about with death threats. I'm talking about the most hateful, ugly things coming out of the mouths of the people that you love most, and then the most evil intentions. And I got through it, and we survived it, but I actually had a mental breakdown in 2011. There was a couple of weeks that are a blur to me that I don't even really remember. I just was unable to think or feel anymore. I literally cried so much that I dehydrated. And so I can tell you that it was tough. Now, here's what I can also tell you is that going back years before that, I had written a book, and one of the things that got me out of my mess was I picked up my own book that I had written some 15 years before that, and it's called Soul Invasion. And the reason why I had written that book was because I was coming out of a really hard time then, and I'd made all these notes to myself about wrong thinking, and I just turned it into a book on how to have right thinking. Well, recently, I'm talking about this month recently, we have revised that book, Soul Invasion, and we completely rebooted it. And one of the ways that we rebooted it is we've added an entire section of a whole bunch of chapters on supernatural sanity. So I want to tell you that that book is available to you. The book is available, and there's also a workbook that goes with it. And between this soaking CD that you're about to hear and between the resource of the card, the book and the workbook, I tell you what, I don't know how you could have a wrong mind after you go through those things. It is such a powerful resource, and I want to remind you that those things are available. Okay. Well, guys, I bless you, and I'm going to go right off into the soaking CD. It has a different attitude. It has a different spirit. Imagine putting this on right before you went to bed, laying in your bed in the dark, listening to this, and crying out to God with all of your heart concerning your own supernatural sanity. Guys, I bless you so much, and the entire rest of the podcast will be dedicated to this so that you can refer back to it and use this for free anytime that you need to cry out to God for supernatural sanity. Here we go. This is my battle cry for supernatural sanity. Father God, I ask you, sir, to invade my soul. Show me any wayward thought or any evil imagination within me, Lord. God, you know my thoughts, and I ask you, sir, to convict, to correct me so I can be trained in your righteousness. Because the heart is desperately wicked, search me, O Lord, and root out any wicked way within me. King Jesus, train me to set my mind on things above and not on things upon this earth. Father, I commit my works to you so that you can establish my thoughts. Because I am made in your image, you have given me the mind of Christ. Lord God, cause me and cause my mind to meditate on your goodness and those things that are excellent so I can bring heaven to earth for those people around me. Compel me, King Jesus, to put on the helmet of salvation to protect me from the lies of the enemy and to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, to guide me. With these weapons, I stand against the wiles of the enemy who was defeated at the cross. I will withstand the evil day, and I will be called victorious, Lord, according to your word. King Jesus, I take every thought captive, and I hold it up to you, King Jesus, that I would not be conformed to this world, but that I would be transformed by the renewing of my mind today and every day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Philippians 4 verse 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on those things." Hallelujah. I just believe that the Lord is giving you supernatural sanity right now in the name of King Jesus. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "We cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring every thought into the captivity of the obedience of Christ." God has given you the power to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's happening right now. Thank you, Lord. 1 Peter 1 verse 13 says, "Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 1:13. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, just remain in a spirit of prayer. Meditate upon the Word of God. The Lord has given you a right mind. He's given you supernatural sanity. 1 Corinthians 2:12 says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." Hallelujah. Not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God. Thank you, Lord, for letting us know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Thank you, Lord. Luke 6, verse 45. "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." God, we are just so determined to speak the right words. God, we are determined to line up our mouth with you, sir. We love you, Lord. We love you and we praise you, Lord God. So good. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Thank you, God, for a spirit of power, for a spirit of love, and for a spirit of a sound mind. God, we declare supernatural sanity and the God-given ability to think in a way, God, that is beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 4:22 says that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust of the flesh, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ephesians 4:22. Yeah, God, we just declare renewal. God, we declare that we are renewed in the spirit of our minds in Jesus' name. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. God, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the peace which surpasses all understanding. Thank you, God, that your peace guards our hearts and our minds. We love you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just declare that we are people who are full of faith in the name of King Jesus. God, that we are people that are full of hope in the name of King Jesus. God, we are not people that are full of envy or strife in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. James chapter 3, verses 14 through 17 says, but if you have bitter envy and self-seeking within your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but it's earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from God and the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, then it's gentle, it's willing to yield, full of mercy, full of good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King Jesus. Just so grateful for you. God, be in our minds. God, speak beautiful things to us, Lord. Let your spirit completely overtake the spirit of this world concerning our minds. Give us a hope and a future, a certain outcome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22 says, a merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. God, we just declare our thankfulness for you and our exuberant joy towards you. Look at what you've done. Look at what you've done, Lord God. God, I love you, Lord. God, we just declare that our hearts burst with thanksgiving towards you, Lord. We see your goodness. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, God. Proverbs 15, verse 28 says, the heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours forth evil. God, we repent for lining up our mouth with the mouth of anything evil. Father, we just declare that here during this time, God, that our mouths belong to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So now I want to make some declarations and encourage you right there where you're at, right here with me. Let you and I make these declarations together. I declare in the mighty name of King Jesus, I am quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. I have a right mind. In Jesus' name. I declare in the mighty name of King Jesus that the fruit of the Spirit is evident in my words and in my actions. I purpose to demonstrate love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control in all that I do and all that I say. Thank you, Lord. I declare in the mighty name of King Jesus that my words bring real life and transformation to the lost and to the hurting. My words bring freedom to the captives of sin and of death. I have a right mind. Yes. I declare in the mighty name of King Jesus that you have made me mighty for the pulling down of strongholds, the casting down of imaginations, and lofty opinions that go against the knowledge of you, Lord. That is my declaration. I declare in the mighty name of King Jesus, I will not be deceived. I do not talk to snakes, nor will I partner with the enemy of enemy within my thought life. In Jesus' name. I declare in Jesus' name that I do not think or speak curses over myself or anybody else. I do not make inner vows that lead to iniquities for my family, my generations, or those around me. Thank you, Lord. I declare in Jesus' name that I have a repentant heart. I seek and I give forgiveness with a ready apology when my words miss the mark. I declare it. I declare in Jesus' name that I bring every thought into captivity in obedience to Christ. Thank you, Lord. I declare in Jesus' name that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are acceptable to you, King Jesus. I want to serve you in my thinking. I declare in Jesus' name that I rejoice with those who rejoice and I weep with those who weep. My hope is in you, Lord God. I declare in Jesus' name that my inner self is being renewed day by day because you have given me the mind of Christ. I declare in Jesus' name that I turn away wrath with a soft answer and I refuse to stir up anger with harsh words. And finally, I declare in Jesus' mighty name that I am a disciple of Christ Jesus and I know the truth. Because I know the truth, Jesus has set me free. Hallelujah. So I just want to just pray over you that as you continue to seek the Lord, as you continue to meditate upon the Word of God concerning your supernatural sanity, I want to pray over you. Father, I lift up my friend that is listening right now and seeking you. And I know, God, that when we seek you, we find you. I know, God, that when we ask, you answer. And I know, King Jesus, that when we knock on the door, you always open that door. So, Father, I pray that your word, your will over this person's life. And how beautiful is it that this one that is so precious is seeking you right now? God, I just pray for the mind, for the emotional stability of the person that is with me right now, and just declare a brand new fortified inner man concerning how to think, what to think, when to think it. And I pray, God, for supernatural ability to prioritize their thoughts in such a way that you are consistently glorified. I pray, God, that my friend's right mind would both serve you and glorify you. I declare that their destiny is greater than their history, and that there's never been a time in their life that you were not with them. I love you, Lord. I love you, and I praise you, and I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God, for a new God-given ability to have a right mind. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, just continue to seek the Lord right there where you're at. Use this time to soak in the presence of the Lord. Listen to the beautiful music and let God speak to you. Let the Holy Spirit commune with you. Move into a place of habitation instead of just a place of visitation. It's so important that you have a right mind. God loves your mind. He does not hate your humanity. He knows you're human, and he understands humanity. Minister to the Lord and be thankful to him, and let King Jesus minister to you through the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you so much. As I continue to let this music play, continue to seek the Lord. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, as we begin to wrap this up, we just tell you, God, that we love you. Well, my friend, you really are a worshiper. Look at what God is doing within your life. According to the Word of God and all I know about the character of Christ, He has heard your prayers, and fear not, as Jesus said, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord.